A group of advocates for education, healthcare, trauma prevention, and early intervention with young children has launched a campaign for investing in those programs earlier than ever before. It's aimed at the more than 545,000 kids, three and younger, who are living in Ohio, half of them in poverty.
When you have a 12-year-old, a 10-year-old who is violent, that didn't start when they were 12. That started when they were two.
That's Misty Norman, owner of Heavenly Kids Center for Learning in Columbus. She's one of several people, some elected officials, some doctors, some childcare workers, and some parents, featured in a promotional video from the group Groundwork Ohio. Its new campaign is founded on research that shows helping kids from birth to age three is more critical than previously thought. Republican former State Senator Shannon Jones leads Groundwork Ohio and says health care for mothers and young kids, resources to stabilize families, and kindergarten preparation could stave off costly problems later.
If we follow the brain science and the research, we can invest more robustly and do it in a way that meets the needs, build that foundation, and it leverages all the other investments.
Groundwork Ohio's Ready, Set, Soar campaign includes pediatricians and medical associations, organizations advocating for low-income kids and those in foster care, groups working on infant mortality, preschool, and educational development, and researchers studying the effects of poverty and violence on children and community. There's been a lot of focus on Ohio's infant mortality rate, one of the highest in the nation. Jones says making sure babies are born and stay healthy is among their issues, but also helping kids deal with trauma and get higher quality education is too. For instance, she says scores on third grade reading and eighth grade math tests are predictive of health and income levels when kids become adults. The campaign suggests building on existing programs on infant mortality, lead abatement, and newborn home visits from nurses. Melissa Worvey Arnold is the CEO of the Ohio chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics. She says they're trying to reach people who need to hear about the impact of violence, trauma, education, and nutrition on kids. And it might feel less invasive when it comes from community health workers.
You know, these are people who live in the community that they're working in, so it's someone that's familiar with them. It's not, you know, me going into, you know, inner city Cleveland and trying to tell people about, you know, access to healthy foods. I've never lived in inner city Cleveland. I don't know those struggles, so I can't do that same kind of work. So community health workers do that work.
Lawmakers also have to be convinced that this is a good idea for the state and local officials to do, especially those who might think some of these areas are for parents and families, not for government. Jones says the science is very persuasive. She admits prevention is expensive, but says the state is taking on huge losses already, and they're not just financial, but also in human capital, with multi-system youth, foster care, and other elements of the child welfare system.
Those are breakdowns in the communities that are costing public taxpayers lots of money. It's not an either or proposition, it's an and. If we want to stop building, you know, bigger jails, we want to stop building juvenile justice systems, if we want to stop recruiting more foster families and kinship families, then we have to invest more robustly where it matters the most to prevent kids from being in crisis in the first place.
The Ready, Set, Soar campaign also suggests adding things like expanded Medicaid access for families, allowing more families into publicly funded childcare and preschool, and supporting better pay for early education workers. Ideas that liberals embrace but concern conservatives who dominate the legislature. But Jones says Governor Mike DeWine and other lawmakers have expressed an interest in spending money on kids to lower the costs of helping people in crisis later, and that the state would get the biggest bang for its buck by investing in kids early on. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.